CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Much has been made of the decision of the Washington Post's owner not to endorse a presidential candidate this year. Now he's talking about it. More from CBS's Peter King.
Critics say Jeff Bezos' decision not to endorse a candidate was a way to curry favor with Donald Trump, should he be elected. But in an op-ed piece in the Post, Bezos writes there was no quid pro quo. Neither Trump nor Kamala Harris were consulted. Some Post employees have resigned in protest, but others say Bezos has never interfered editorially, something he reiterates in the op-ed. He says a political endorsement would do nothing to change an election, and it would just reinforce the feeling that the media are biased. Peter King, CBS News.
Vice President Kamala Harris is in Michigan, where she tells voters during a joint rally with running mate Tim Walz in Ann Arbor.
We have just 8 days to go, 8 days left in one of the most consequential elections of our lifetime. And as everybody here knows, this is going to be a tight race until the very end.
A CBS News poll finds Harris and former President Donald Trump neck and neck in the battleground states. Former President Trump is trying to distance himself from comments at his New York City rally yesterday that were made by a comedian about Puerto Rico. At the same time, during a campaign stop in Atlanta, he's pouring cold water on accusations he will be an authoritarian American leader. Trump says he is not a Nazi.
My father always used to tell me, don't use the word, you don't ever use the word Nazi. And, you know, it's incredible. Now the way they talk is so disgusting and just horrible the way they talk.
More than 45 million Americans have cast early ballots. Local and federal officials are investigating deliberately set fires at two ballot drop boxes in Portland, Oregon, and Vancouver, Washington, with police saying they could be connected. It comes as CBS's Nicole Skanga reports.
A federal bulletin obtained by CBS News assesses that threat actors are likely to leverage claims of election fraud to drive violence before and after the election. Police in Washington State and Oregon say they've stepped up patrols around these ballot boxes, adding that election offices there are safer today than they have ever been before.
After an E. coli scare mainly west of the Mississippi, McDonald's says that Quarter Pounders are returning to the menu in hundreds of restaurants. The chain says testing showed the patties were not the source and that the FDA believes slivered onions from a single supplier caused the problem. This woman in a Chicago McDonald's far from the affected supply.
We continue to urge the government of Israel to...
I order nothing with onions, so I feel safe.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What comes to mind when you hear the word gratitude? Maybe you think about your friends and family and how happy you are to have them. Maybe it's a tough moment in life right now, and it feels a little hard to be grateful. There is, however, one thing in life we don't often show enough gratitude for: ourselves. We've all made it through a lot, and even when it feels like we don't have much to show for it, we still have ourselves. So here's a reminder to send some thanks to the people in your life, including you. A great way to give yourself some thanks is to invest in your own well-being. If you're interested in starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. As the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Let the gratitude flow. Visit BetterHelp.com/remedy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/remedy.
The UN sounds the alarm about greenhouse gases, CBS's Stacey Lynn reports.
Greenhouse gases hit record highs in 2023. The World Meteorological Organization says levels of the three main greenhouse gases, carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide, all increased, with carbon dioxide accumulating in the atmosphere faster than ever, up more than 10% in two decades. This alarming trend, driven by fossil fuel emissions, locks in future temperature increases and puts the Paris Agreement goals at risk. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Venom, The Last Dance showed less bite than expected at the box office, collecting $51 million in its opening weekend. Last week's top film, Smile 2, dropped to second place. The weekend's biggest success story might have been Conclave, the papal thriller, and a major Oscar contender. It launched with $6.5 million in just over 1,700 theaters. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the upper 50s, maybe a storm. And a mix of sun and clouds and staying mild tomorrow, high around 80. Showers and maybe even a rumble of thunder and breezy on Wednesday. High to the upper 70s. Much colder on Thursday. Currently at 62 degrees.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're always around. And then say your hair's too long.
Told you was a man who thought She gets it while she can.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thanks for listening. Whether it's North Beach, the zoo, or just a ride along the lakeshore, more timeless hits are on the way from WRJN.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media. He'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't another quarter rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, you ain't never caught a rabbit.
local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile, 'cause you're the one that.
your side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
can't make it without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
When the workday is done, these timeless hits somehow sound even better. More on the way from WRJN.
When I settle down, I want one baby on. on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind. In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make.
Just me.
said she stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, now, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, Lord above. Now you're trying to trick me in love.
All right now, yeah. All right. Hey.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. 8 days before Election Day, both presidential candidates are in battle.